Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters, which has been a big bestseller for us. These stories are about role models of kindness, people who went out of their way to be kind and compassionate and helpful. Not only did their actions make the recipients feel great, but they also showed them how they could pay it forward and do the same for other people. So in our first story, Joy Feldman tells us that she was stranded at home with a baby and a toddler. She had no car, and she didn't have a driver's license anyway, and her parents were 90 miles away. So why was this so bad? Well, it's because her husband, Maury, had just signed himself into the psychiatric ward of the Veterans Hospital in New York City, 45 miles away. And Joy was supposed to visit Maury as part of his therapy. She could take the train, but she had no way to get to it. Plus, she had no one to babysit the kids. And they had only moved into their home 3 months before, and she only knew two of their neighbors. And one of those neighbors had 11 kids and was pregnant with her 12th. The other one, Jane, had 4 kids, and Joy's children had been having playdates with them. But still, Jane did have 4 kids and a home to take care of. Nevertheless, Jane jumped in to help when she heard Joy's plight. She said that she would pick up Joy and the kids, drop Joy at the train station, take the kids back to her house to play, and then pick up Joy at the station and take her and the kids back home. Joy couldn't believe how nice Jane was being, but she accepted her kind offer, and they decided to do this on Thursday each week so that Joy could help Maury with his therapy. As it turned out, her first visit with Maury was a nightmare. He was belligerent and violent, but his psychiatrist said it would help, so Joy committed to continuing to visit him on Thursdays. Well, not only did Jane do all that driving and babysitting every Thursday, but she also could tell when Joy had a particularly rough visit with her husband. And on those days, Jane would announce that she had a particularly wonderful dinner waiting, and she wanted Joy and the kids to stay and join her family for dinner. So Joy says this in her story. Maury did not progress, and when he signed himself out of the hospital against medical advice, his psychiatrist told me to take the kids and go as far away as I could to make a new life for my little family. We left suddenly with no forwarding address, and I never saw Jane, Chet, and her wonderful family again. Without her kindness, I never could have survived those awful 3 months. Her love and the way she conducted her life have been an inspiration to me. Joy says that Jane gave her hope for a better life, something she really needed at that time. Sometimes hope is one of the most powerful gifts you can give to someone. And that's why we started off Joy's story with a quote from Dave Llewellyn that says, "Just being there for someone can sometimes bring hope when all seems hopeless." Stephanie Deitch came across another role model of kindness when she took her 8-year-old son Robert to a taco joint to celebrate his birthday. Robert was wearing a new pair of cowboy boots, and he was thrilled about them. And when the man behind the counter at the taco place saw Robert's big smile, he asked him what was up, and the boy told him about his birthday and his new boots. And then he told the man that he needed to smell the boots because the new leather smelled so good. That man was so accommodating that he came around the counter and knelt down and smelled Robert's boots. And then he thanked him for sharing that wonderful smell. And the kindness continued from this man with a free soda for the birthday boy, which was a big treat for a boy who rarely was allowed to have soda, And then the nice man insisted on carrying their order to a table for them, and he was smiling the whole time. After the man walked away, Robert commented on how nice he was. And Stephanie watched the man at the counter, treating everyone that kindly, with a big smile for each customer. He carried everyone's meals to a table for them. And remember, this was a fast food place, so that was not what you would expect. At the end of their meal, the man came over and gave Robert a coupon for a free meal in the future. He told him happy birthday again, and once again admired those brand new cowboy boots. Stephanie says, "My mother's heart swelled with thanksgiving for this man who made my son feel marvelous." And she goes on to say that his example changed her for life. Now, whenever she encounters someone, she thinks about how that nice man would have acted, and she tries to treat them the same way. And so does her son, who is still talking about that nice man at the taco place, even though he is now 16 years old. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you have your own story to tell, head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story. You'll see what topics we're working on, and you'll read about how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. We're always looking for new storytellers, and between a third and half of the stories in each of our new books come from people we've never published before. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of new and very entertaining stories from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny.